Now, I'm delighted to welcome my next guest into studio. He spoke to us last year. He's Kieran O'Callaghan, and Kieran is with us to tell us about something which I think sounds absolutely insane that he's about to do this weekend. It's the Tom Crean Dingle Peninsula Challenge. Now, we had hoped that Daniel Bohan would be with us as well, but he can't. He's tied up this afternoon. But you and Daniel and another chap are going doing this crazy thing, Kieran.
Yeah, listen, thanks for the opportunity first of all. Originally three of us, but unfortunately our pal Patrick O'Sullivan broke his leg coming down the mountain a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
so
dear.
He's out of action, but he's still in the background helping with fundraising. And so it's all
systems go.
Yeah.
And you did this last year as well, didn't you?
We did this last year. I've been doing it for the last 5 years on my own first, and then I got the two lads on board last year. So we're trying to go bigger and better, and we have got another two teams on board, two teams of three. So hopefully that means more money coming in,
Money for the charities. And we'll come to the charities in a second, but just for people sitting at home now, outline for us what exactly you're starting with Friday, what you're going to be doing.
So Friday at 11 o'clock, we start at Blenerville Car Park, and we do the Dingle Way. It's approximately 30 kilometres to Aunasgall Rivermouth, which is just beyond Inch. So there's a slipway there, and we can launch our kayaks. We kayak from there.
So you walk as far as there?
Yeah. Which is approximately 30k, and then we kayak from Aunasgall Lake to Dingle. So the first section of that will probably be in darkness, but if it's anything like last year, it'll be spectacular because we had a gorgeous sunrise and bioluminescence, etc., etc. Forecast doesn't look too good at the moment, but who knows? Maybe the gods will be with us. They have been for the last couple of years. We get to Dingle Skellig Car Park and we jog to Ventry. We go from there, we get on our bikes and we go to Ballybrack. And we do the Mount Brandon route up the Saints Road and down the Pilgrim's route. But when we get to the far side, we jump in a lake like we did last year and try and keep Daniel Bohan from drowning again. And then we jump on the bikes and we do our last leg would be over the Connor Pass and into Dingle.
Good God, I'm exhausted even thinking about it. And you're going to have this done by when?
Well, 24 hours is our target, so if we get inside that, well and good. So it may very well be dark by the time we're finishing. And the only thing you have to cope with at that hour, the night going down the corner, pass is sheep.
It's sheep, this is it. So you're talking jogging, walking, swimming, cycling, kayaking. My goodness.
Correct.
Are you super fit, Kieran?
Well, I've been doing it all my life, so and the nice thing about this, it's not a race, so we can take our time, and we have individuals like who've kind of only come on board the last couple of months, so it's not going to be easy for some of them, but it's like anything. If you spend enough time at it, it gets a little bit easier.
So there's a good bit of training involved.
Absolutely, yeah. But I'm a PE teacher, at least retired PE teacher, so I've been involved in particularly outdoor adventure for as long as I can remember.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And tell us why you're doing this. I know there's a very personal reason.
Yeah, well, we have two charities. We have the Down Syndrome Kerry, number one, because I hope he doesn't mind me saying so, but Daniel Bohan's and his wife Sinead have a little boy called Sonny, a gorgeous little boy who's Down Syndrome. And also, if I can speak about the connection, you have Endo O'Brien, who's very involved in Down Syndrome Kerry. His boy is Down Syndrome, but he's also the grandson of Tom Crean, hence the name of our challenge. And obviously his boy Hugh is his great-grandson. So that's
another
the link.
Nice connection.
Yeah. So the Kerry Hospice would be closer to my heart because my wife passed away in 2011. And my mum and dad, like within a short space of time, but we were involved with the hospice, but particularly with the hospice in Cork, actually, because we went to Marymount back in the day, as kind of everybody did, until things have improved in Kerry. And,
You saw firsthand
firsthand that just the unbelievable care and love and attention that these people give, the nurses and the doctors, So it brings back memories. But we were fortunate to spend some time in that hospice and went from there to spend the last for the time we had down in West Cork, where we always go on holidays, which is where we wanted to go. In actual fact, they didn't want us to leave the hospice at the time. They thought she was too weak to go there.
This is your wife, yeah?
My wife, Fiona, yeah, or Fifi, as she was affectionately known. And she worked as a nurse, actually, in the Kerry General as well. But she slept in the journey down to Inchidani, and she probably sang for the week.
Sang?
Yeah.
Wow.
All her family were singers and musicians, so that was... So we were very lucky in many respects. So it made it easier for everybody concerned, you know, that we had that special time.
And
so,
the hospice movement made that possible for
you.
Yeah,
and then I got involved in the hospice. I raised funds for the hospice on this same gig a couple of years ago. And now again, I think it's time again, because having spoken to Mary Shannon, actually briefly this morning, they have to raise approximately 500 or 600 grand every year in cooperation with the HSE to make sure that everything is... ticking over nicely. So that's a lot of money for people to raise. So,
do you mind if I ask you, would you have been somebody who was involved in fundraising or doing charity events prior to...
Not particularly. I was probably like most younger people, if I could say younger, or you're probably too self-absorbed and doing your own stuff. But when something like that happens, it puts things into perspective, and so I haven't looked back since, and we've been fundraising since. We've got about 60 grand. We made 40 grand last year, actually, which was fantastic, the three of us.
Amazing.
So we have an ambitious target of 70. And I do appreciate that there's a lot of fundraisers and the economy is not great at the moment, so we may not reach that target, but people are really, really generous. So if we can get a lot of it, then fantastic.
Yeah. And it's a lovely way of remembering Fiona as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what helps. You know, I mean, that time just, like, it does bring back memories, you know, like those difficult decisions, like in conversations you have with doctors and nurses, you know, it's not easy to tell your kids that their mum is going to pass away, you know, in a couple of days. It's not easy to hear from the doctor, look, we've finished medication, that's it.
Yeah.
But these people in the hospice are so amazing that it just makes it all the easier and bearable. If that's the right word to use. So, yeah, we were lucky in many respects that we had that time. Some people don't get that time, so...
Yeah, and they've been there before, so they know what to do.
Exactly, yeah. Now, I don't know if the kids would have understood. They were 17, 16, 12 and 11, you know, at the time. But I don't even know if they remember that. We haven't gone back there, really.
Yeah.
But they're all good. So,
they're all good.
Yeah.
And you
all great, actually. Yeah.
They've got a great dad anyway, so he's...
Well, I hope so. I'm trying. I'm perfect, let me tell you, yeah.
So this huge challenge is starting on Friday, and just personally, how have you been preparing for it? It's handy that you're retired, I suppose, because you can give it time.
And having that sporting background makes it a little bit easier. I wouldn't be the same if I wasn't going out doing something, whether it's surfing, which is my favourite hobby, or jogging, or biking, or climbing, or swimming in lakes during the winter. So yeah, for me it's easy, but for in many respects, but for lots of people it isn't. There's a lot of hard work involved. You know, it's like you go through periods of 3 and 4 hours a day training, whether it's up a mountain, then on the bike, etc., etc.
Yeah, and it's fine. I won't ask you how old you are, but it's good. You're
60.
Okay, there you go.
Young.
You made it easy for me.
Young.
But it's great to see people, you know, your age and my age, because I'm kind of the same generation as you. It's great to see people still being fit and active and doing things like this at 60 and well beyond, you know.
It's fantastic, yeah. And it needs to happen, like, in more in primary schools and secondary schools, but particularly in primary schools and particularly with girls. You know, it's fine to see the older generation getting out, which has improved immensely. You know, they're involved in different societies or whatever, whether it's walking, hiking, biking. I mean, there's a load of it, but you don't see it as much in the younger generation. And it has, like everything, it has to start in education. And I think much more needs to happen in primary school education.
Yeah, to get that message out there.
Get that message out there,
And Kieran, before we run out of time, how can people donate, or what's the procedure?
If they simply type in the Tom Crean Dingle Adventure Challenge 2022 GoFundMe, it will come up straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we were a bit slow starting off, but it's starting to roll, and there's a big push this week. So hopefully We'll get there.
You'll get there. You know. And the funds, again, will go to the Kerry Hospice and...
And Down Syndrome Kerry in particular, yeah.
Okay, just those two charities.
Just those two. Well, we're actually, we have another few charities involved as well. The cancer bus, which Bridget Highland, I think, has a lot
Breda
to do
Highland,
with.
Breda Highland, yeah.
Breda Highland, I beg your pardon. Sorry, Breda. And we have Kerry Mountain Rescue on board for the day. We have the Red Cross on board for the day. So the likelihood is we'll be contributing towards them as well. So, yeah.
Lovely message in for you, Kieran. A huge thank you to Kieran and his two amigos for raising funds for the Kerry Hospice Foundation. They're a great bunch for raising the funds and... she goes on to say, Fiona was an absolute lady, so well done to Kieran and the gang. That comes in from Andrea at the Kerry Hospice Foundation.
Thanks very much.
So there you go. Listen, go to bed early anyway on Thursday
sure,
night.
Sure, yeah.
Get lots of sleep and thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.
I just